You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. Man, it's just a constant talk on my emails and all the stuff about the shooter. Everybody's got it on their brain. Everybody's got it on their brain. We were going to go last night to Westgate, and we changed our mind last minute. Signed, Brady Bogan. I'm like, Jesus, Brady, calm down.
Can't we have a day where, like, money falls from the sky or something?
Right.
Something cool.
That would be an amazing turn of events, wouldn't it? But
instead of rain, it's just dollar bills.
Pennies from heaven.
I've got a story about that today.
Pennies from heaven?
Shut up.
Yeah. But it's an individual. It's not a natural occurrence.
It's it happened to a family.
You know what?
It didn't
never,
fall from
Eric's
the sky.
Right. There's never a Chinese virus that makes you cash. Unless you're the government, then you're just basically cash like crazy because you're counterfeiting to keep everything
going. Yeah, why don't you take that $3 trillion and just shower us in it?
Yeah, just dump it from the sky like a hungry African plane right over the top of us.
Each big city gets a
some people win, some people lose. Yeah, flyover country, you're screwed. You guys are always complaining about how we have too much anyway. Yeah, there's never ever a thing that pops up naturally. I mean, aside from heroin. And that's really all we've got. And that became a scourge. So now we only get bad stuff. And the only way we can handle it, dudes who snap and start shooting up the mall. It's crazy. Makes you think about popping back out there again, though, with general society, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A guy willing to go through Westgate when there's 30 people there and still shoot. That's awful. And that video is just more and more disturbing. And after seeing the thing in New Zealand and this, that whole first-person shooter deal on video games, that's a little close for comfort. Those are hard to watch. And then you see a dude doing it for real. Ugh. It's nasty. Anyway, enjoy your afternoon, everybody. Not only you got that coronavirus, you're covered up in a mask, everybody's in a disguise, and somebody might lose it any minute now. But you know what won't happen? Oh, and then, and then you go and find yourself a bundle of money sitting next to an ATM that the armored car forgot. And if you keep it, you go to jail. Nothing's fair. That kid in Albuquerque, you know what he got? He got a badge from the chief of police. So someday you'll be an officer of law.
And a couple of certificates to restaurants.
Please. I hope he skimmed off the top.
He'll regret that rest of his life.
Yeah, when he's sitting in some sort of weird mud hut in a few years with a woman going, "You don't do anything. I got to go take care of our fifth kid." And he just lays there going, "I should have kept that cash. I'd be living somewhere else. Now I'm in the southeast heights of Albuquerque, New Mexico, because I did everything right. And what was my payoff? This plastic badge I could have gotten if I'd have just asked for it."
I don't ever get that, because whenever you get a bank error in your favor in Monopoly, you
it's
get
yours,
to keep the money.
Forever yours.
The hell, man.
A lot of the times, dude who gets that card, he's going to win. Like, God damn it.
He's bank got error. All the luck.
Your favor. Collect all of free parking. Oh, no. He's getting the whole pile in the middle. Well, he's going to win. Idiot. Jackassery. But yeah, nothing good ever rains down naturally.
This one will top it all.
All right, let's have it. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Back at it and ready to go. Hooters wants you in there. Go visit a Hooters today and make those ladies smile like they make us smile. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Hi. Happy Talk Like Yoda Day.
No.
You will.
No. Happy Kirby Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frog Patch Day.
You shall talk like all day you will. You live in a frog patch, you do.
Got a couple of fun facts. There's been one high school dance at the White House. It was the Holton Arms School's prom in 1975 when Gerald Ford was president. His daughter was a senior there. And she broke up with her boyfriend right before the prom.
Whoa.
Wait, they had the entire school's dance at the White House?
Yep.
I didn't think the White House was that big, really.
It's huge.
Is it?
Huge.
Oh, they got a massive ballroom.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it and you see the windows on the front and what's on the dollar, but what you don't see is the wings. They go on forever, and then what's under. But then you start looking, and like there's 16 windows in the front. There's 16 windows on the side. And these are all rooms. This thing is huge. But it doesn't. Oh. It looks boxy. It looks small and boxy. It's not. It's a
they always
monster.
Do the that president has his own little like concert series where he entertains at the White House and gets like Aretha Franklin and
loads of space in that thing. You could have a high school prom in the White House. That'd be kind of neat.
Alex Trebek's real name? Georgi Suka Alex Trebek.
Hmm. Is he Greek?
I didn't get a chance to look it up, but
Georgi is kind of Greek. Is it Georgi or Georgi?
Georgi.
Yeah.
Says he's American Canadian.
Well, I know that.
Suka sounds almost Asian, but S-U-K-A.
You got me. Alex Trebek. Sounds, I don't know, French.
Ukrainian.
Was it Ukrainian?
His dad was Ukrainian.
Something funny. Knew it was something weird.
Mom was Franco-Ontarian.
Mm.
How about that combo?
Franco-Ontario.
The first pass Brett Favre ever completed in the NFL?
To himself.
Correct. For a 7-yard loss.
Ugh, God, I got
Falcons, right?
Stupid stat again.
I think it was the Bengals.
Defensive lineman. They didn't say
I think it was
team.
Cincinnati. Came in relief. The team was in trouble, and he got it batted back to himself and then ran around like jackass Brett Favre does and got tackled.
Relief of Chris Chandler, maybe?
No, I think it was Mikowski.
Oh, Magic Man.
We've missed 4 big events during lockdown.
Missed more than that.
Birthday parties.
Nope,
talking
just
about
4.
Like weddings.
I was say the
graduation ceremonies. On average, 4 big events.
Oh.
Baby showers.
Personal ones.
Personal.
Oh, good. Yeah. All those things are things I don't want to go to.
Funerals.
Gender reveals.
I couldn't help but smile. Somebody said yesterday right in front of me, this sucks because we were going to have like a housewarming party, invite everybody. But it got canceled. And I think they saw through my mask. My eyes were beaming like, oh, good. I didn't realize this also cancels fruitless and meaningless house parties.
Come on over and see our new couch.
Oh, God.
Not sure if you saw this one yesterday. A nurse in Tula, Russia has been disciplined for wearing a see-through PPE gown.
Ooh.
And she's just wearing a bra and underwear underneath, treating a patient at a...
Hey, she's playing it safe.
Not a bad pick.
She look good?
I think the patient would enjoy that. Older
so
man.
So long as it's a good-looking lady. We don't want
you
everybody thinking
from
this
the side.
Is, you know, well, she's put together, though. She's not blobbing.
Yeah.
Then it's okay.
Last November, 65-year-old guy named Craig Lamell from Houston was hospitalized with severe head injuries. He told the cops he was walking on a bike trail when 3 guys jumped him and attacked him. Craig died from the injuries in December, but the cops couldn't track down the guys who beat him up, and the case went cold, at least until last month. That's when 81-year-old Alan Bischoff was laid off from his job. He and Craig are relatives, although we don't know how exactly they're related. But we know this. When Alan's company was going through his computer, he found emails that showed he and his relative Craig were in a sexual relationship.
Oh.
And would have S&M sex.
They're related?
Yeah. And one of the emails
Although
talked about...
gay-related incest isn't as bad.
What?
Well, because you can't get pregnant.
Oh.
Still bad, but on a scale of what's worse. Incest with heterosexual incest is worse.
One of the emails talked about how Alan was the one who punched Craig over and over in the head back in November when they were getting it on.
I imagine different kind of punching.
Then the guys came up with the mugging story to cover.
They beat him to death.
Alan's been arrested. Aggravated assault of a family member.
And that's why you shouldn't be gay.
How about that?
A naked nurse doesn't look so bad. She's in good shape.
Yeah.
Homosexuality is wrong.
Here's
they paid for it.
Christian propaganda.
That's right. Hi, I'm Brady Bogan with Not Christian Propaganda News. Gays are usually related and eventually will kill each other with how gay they are. Science.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
This is the money story from Caroline County, Virginia. Emily Shantz and her family were driving down the road. And noticed a car in front of him swerved around an object in the road. They stopped, pulled it over. It was a bag. Opened it up, realized, hey, there's a bunch of shrink wrap cash in there.
Cool.
How much?
$1 million.
Well, the fact we know about it means they gave it back.
Yep.
They gave it back. It looks like it dropped off a USPS truck.
What?
United States Postal Service.
They're running drugs to the Postal Service now, evidently.
Yeah, what the hell?
Who's mailing?
All I hear about is how broke the post office is. What's going on
$1 million
here?
$1 million
bags. They gave back $1 million. That fell off.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We at the post office appreciate that.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody in the media had a question. Hey, post office guy, why did you have shrink-wrapped $1 million in the back of a postal truck? Or somebody was mailing it for free. You to UPS that or FedEx that at the very
or
least.
Or they, yeah.
Yeah, a few questions here.
Yeah, yeah. United States postal worker, that's drug money, isn't it? No comment.
Yeah, you
they believe
that.
The money was meant for a bank.
Oh, well.
How do you not keep that?
Finders keepers has a rule. That's an actual law.
$1 million?
I know. Well.
I mean, that kid.
Again, that's what they. Here's $1 million that fell off.
Yeah.
But I guess they would trace down if there were $6 million on that truck.
We only found one.
Gone. Yeah.
The kid had $180,000. Now, yeah. I understand his deal because it's right next to the ATM, and there's a camera on the ATM machine.
But again, I give back $90,000 and say, I found the bag of money. And they're like, where's the rest? I'm like, this is what I found.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. And then you act
it's a risky move with that camera.
Well, the camera, you just pick it up and go, and you put it in your car, and you immediately call. Then the camera's like, at 2:32, he found it, and at 2:35, he called and said he found the money. Then you stash a whole load of it somewhere and say, I found the $90,000. And they're like, wow, that's amazing. I didn't count it all, but I think there's about $90,000 to $100,000 in there. That's amazing. And they'd be like, well, you did return it. Say, I found it that way. That's what you do with $1 million.
Stick to your story.
Yeah. You stick to it.
We appreciate you turning in that money.
Right.
Lamborghini.
You don't get stupid. Right. That's
yeah, you
key.
Stash it, man, until you're like, 30 years down the road.
Shoebox of cash.
Yeah, but the million, if it's just in the street.
You pick it up.
I mean, unless somebody has a Ring video or something of you grabbing it. I don't know. You have to look around.
I know there's plenty of, highway cameras or whatever.
Well, it's on the highway, right?
Yeah, they were.
It was on the highway.
On the road.
I thought it was on a regular road.
It's on like a cruddy highway, though, not like a busy freeway, like just a zip zip highway, one of those.
Yeah, it'd be hit like it'd be squashed into the earth like a bird.
And you know that's a nice thing, Brady, when money falls out of the truck. What I'm talking about, and I think what Eric was saying was, naturally, we'd like a news report to come out and say, if you want your car to grow breasts, we have a recipe for that. And it's like that, like water and baking soda and magic. Like, there's no wizardry. We need real wizardry. None of this nonsense of promises of when I'm dead, everything will be fine. Like, right now, I want some wizard action.
Right. I want some magic elixir that'll make me 6 foot tall.
Yeah, one of those. If you're a tiny little weird man that no one likes and you'd like to be a full-grown individual, drink this. Lemon juice, powder, and a wizard. I mean, we need wizards more than ever. And
oh
they're
God.
Not real.
It works.
And this is a reminder to all people that your wizards are fake. And that hurts. A lot of people live their lives hoping wizards are going to help them someday, and wizards are fake.
Wouldn't that be great, though? That doesn't hurt anybody. All us short people can be at least 6 foot tall.
Well, here's what the
everybody's
problem.
Happy.
I'm going to break it to you, Tiny. If that's invented, then people like me at 6 feet, I don't want to be an average Joe, so I'm going to go for 6'5", and then you're going to be short again.
Yeah, because why wouldn't
it doesn't
they
work on if you're
it anybody over 6 feet. So it brings everybody to the 6 foot right. barrier. Do you know what's going to happen?
What?
Wise, tall people will be like, no, that's not a thing. And we will manipulate this elixir.
No,
and yes, we will. We'll make it for anybody naturally 6 feet and over can take it and grow another 3 inches. Then you're going to be short again. It's all relative. And soon we'll all be 44 feet tall and you'll still be like, I'm only 40 feet, 1 inch. This is BS, man. You're still short.
Can I have a wind, John?
You're 4 stories
why
tall.
You even, now you're taking my wind.
The wind blows and you look like a thing at a car dealership whipping around. Like,
I was 6 feet tall for 3 months.
Just saying. Wizards aren't real. And we need wizards more than ever. And it's painful to the people who have been counting on wizardry their entire lives to see it all just kind of go to this. We need a real wizard to go, hey, here's some boobs that just float in front of you. Like, oh, every time you imagine them, they appear. There they are. Flowers with tight vaginas are growing wildly in the desert and be out there humping the flowers all day long. Can we get one thing where, like, you eat enough beets, there's no AIDS, at least? Sexually transmitted diseases can be cured, so at least we can raw dog.
Seem that exciting.
We can raw dog like crazy without thinking about it. Pregnancy
I want
is
something better than that.
Pregnancy is a state of mind.
Give me some like Total Recall stuff, yeah, man.
That. I'm with you. I would rather have that than I want to rely on wizards, and it's just every day is another reminder there aren't any. Psychics, wizards, you know, all that garbage.
The police department in Devon and Cornwall, England, were looking for a suspect that was on the run. It's a lot of fields in that area, so they sent up the drone to look for the guy. And they weren't able to find the guy, but they did discover one of the fields with the drone.
That's a big dick.
Had a big old penis on it, and so, you know, their Facebook response was the suspect's name Richard.
They just mowed a penis in this guy's field. It's funny. I was watching this relationship. She was an expert on the news. She's like, we're going to turn to a relationship expert on how to handle your spouse when things go, like, during the COVID and everybody's all locked up and stuff.
Yeah.
So the relationship expert's on there, and she's some lady on her Zoom. And she's like, I got a letter from a guy who was really annoyed with his wife. She was really irritable and touchy during this whole thing, and he said he was getting kind of tired of her and annoyed by it. And what was her advice? For him to start tap dancing. So I told him, you know what would be great? While you do the chores out back, why don't you mow a heart into the backyard and then cook dinner for her? And what he did was took it to the next level and put a tent in the backyard next to the heart. And he cooked dinner, and they had dinner. And that made it so she was better. So basically her advice was, when your wife's a bitch, don't expect her to change until you start dancing or it's going to get worse. That's the relationship advice. And that trains her to think every time I'm awful, you have to make it better.
Did it work for him? For no follow-up?
For one day. Yeah. And then when she realized I'm not that happy, she got to be a bitch again and she'd get more prizes. And it trained her that every time she's awful to him, he does sweet things. It's the worst advice ever. And this lady's on the news as a relationship expert. And then I noticed something. And when she was talking, no ring on that finger. She lives alone. You, lady. Mow a heart in the grass because she's mean. No. Mow a heart in the neighbor's grass and say, I got a better idea with this one. She seems nice. You're horrible.
Well, Daniel Very wanted to get his girlfriend a personalized gin glass for her birthday with the message, Happy 30th birthday, princess. Love you millions.
Ooh.
But he mixed up the delivery and personalization boxes.
With his spouse or his mistress.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess.
It just says the glass was engraved. It says, can we have it delivered before Monday if possible? That's her 30th.
He put that on in the wrong part
in the
of
personalization.
Oh, I'm bad at this too. This would happen to me.
And the dude operating the engraver just said, yep, sounds right.
That's what
every
he wants.
Time I do a delivery online, a massive box shows up on the front porch.
Yeah.
Like I went to order these shoes that I like. I want to get some of these shoes. And this box shows up. It's about 5 feet tall. What did I do? And I open it up and it's just full of shoes. Like I bought a shoe store. Like 16 pairs
you
of shoes.
You had six
like,
of them in your cart and you hit buy.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I did it with both. So I got two different kinds. And I have massive amounts of shoes. I'm like, yeah, I got six. I was all happy. I'm like, I got six
pairs
of shoes.
You've been hanging out with Caliendo's kid too much.
Oh, no. I've got too many shoes. Every time I order something, three or four show up.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. This one's a TikTok video, John. It's gone viral.
Is it you?
No, this is disturbing. Apparently, if you wash your strawberries in salt water,
yeah, boobs, creatures
will come out of the strawberries that you didn't know that live. You don't wash them in fresh water; it's fine, but you put them in the salt water. These larvae come out of the strawberries that live in strawberries because there's a wasp that goes around strawberry fields. It's okay by the USDA.
These are the worst lyrics to Strawberry Fields I've ever heard. Your rewrite
the
is terrible.
The wasp lays its eggs in the strawberries, and the larvae live in the strawberries.
So it comes out of like blackheads?
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't eat strawberries. It already looks like a homeless man's nose covered in
blackheads. Strawberries, I guess it's strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries. Though.
I didn't even know there's bugs in there. Anyway, you get your water and your salt. I already did that part. And you put your strawberries
child.
In.
Yeah.
And little critters will come out. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a homeless guy's nose and all the white heads are popping.
Well, I missed it. They'll,
Go down a
really?
Little, go down a little bit further.
Strawberries and water and salt, all the bugs will come out, which I didn't even know there was bugs in there. Anyway, you get your water and your salt. I already did that part. And you put your strawberries in, and little critters will come out. Look at that.
White
look
pus.
At that.
Look at the pus coming out of there. Ugh.
There's a couple more that'll
that is exciting.
Brady, you got to stop TikToking.
It's a little disturbing. Out, which
I didn't even Brady, know. I came you're across a video a little bit ago of old men fighting in a Home Depot throwing paint on each other.
Yeah,
that was
that?
Hilarious. Awesome. And that's this is awesome. The crap you're coming up
well,
with?
Well, it's TikTok. Kirby and I do a lot of TikToking. How about that?
Yeah, we need to have a vote.
Yeah, we need to start voting on these videos.
It doesn't bother you that there's mini maggots and strawberries?
I don't eat strawberries already because it looks like a homeless man's nose been chopped off, and if you squeeze
I'll still
it,
keep it,
all the zits come out.
Yeah, strawberries are delicious. Why are you trying to ruin strawberries, fruits and vegetables? Why are you ruining fruits and vegetables?
Well, we know why.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's addicted to TikTok.
Yeah. This little girl taught me.
Okay, I'm out.
You mean the account you don't have?
Yeah, right.
Don't have one of those. What are you talking about?
Have you been TikToking?
The next
check
video?
His TikTok. Eyeball his TikTok.
No, I haven't. The next Brady video is the Mississippi governor, Tate Reeves. He was pranked during a Facebook Live graduation ceremony on Saturday. They gave him a list of the seniors.
Oh, yeah.
This is
going to
happen.
This is just a bad governor.
Yeah.
You got to see this and pre-read it. You can't. Is it playing?
Harry.
Come on.
Gavin Christopher Davis, Grayson Doss, Harry Asscrack.
Harry Asscrack. What's this?
Thank you, Governor.
What's this about two old men fighting and throwing paint on each other?
It was like four of them, old men fighting, and they're throwing paint all over each other. Home Depot. It's hilarious.
Where's that, Brady?
It's good fun.
Strawberry.
I've seen that. Like it's like 2 years old.
I just saw this
17 hours ago.
Yeah, <I'm> not. Instead, we get strawberry zits.
Oh, this oh, the
bunch of hillbilly
the still
old men.
Shot is
yeah,
good.
Still, this is a sell right there.
Yeah.
Where's the video? Come on now.
A paint fight. What were they? Oh, man.
Oh, he's swinging it.
Oh, and there's a guy with a. Oh, wow.
Hey, did you hear that land?
He went Miles
Look
Garrett.
Look at the tiny little immigrant worker backpedaling and. Wow.
Oh! At his feet. Come on now. Throw it his head.
One guy's dead.
The dude got hit in the head with a shovel is not coming out of that coma.
Was that a shovel or a rake?
It was a shovel.
Oh, it's not over.
You just got paint all over my car.
Wow.
I guess that was the wrong color.
I said mascarpone.
Start that over again.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. This,
bam!
That is a.
That's it. Oh, that's a good swing.
Play that shovel again and listen to the clunk sound. Here it is.
How does that? Oh!
Oh man, that's cutting a dude in half. That's bone tomahawk right there.
The open slaps.
Oh,
takes the lid off.
And then Large Marge just handles this little Mexican man.
Large Marge picked his fight.
Wow. Yeah, that's the guy I'd have gone after too. I mean, he's going to stab you, but he's. You can get him down.
You said there was more?
He had a good back pedal.
Wow.
No, that was it.
That's fantastic.
I thought you said there was two of them. That's awesome.
Guys.
Wait a minute. I got one
more. Strawberries have zits.
Shut up. Stop saying words, Colin Robinson.
I got one more of a
How
baby.
Did you miss that?
Too
a baby
late.
Crying.
Too late, Brady. Too late.
Wow. Wow. Is it TikTok Thursday again? Tom Fairman asks.
You should know that.
This tradition sucks.
I was on TikTok yesterday and noticed that strawberries will kill you.
I was kind of hoping you'd say when you add salt and water and put strawberries in, Hannah Jeter comes popping out and blows you for 5 minutes and then disappears into thin air.
Wizards, man.
That's the thing we're looking for. The only thing that seems to pop out of thin air, viruses.
Some news person, come on. Yeah. The Force is actually a real thing.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't it be great? And every time you add salt, baking soda into tap water, blowjob Hannah Jeter comes out. She got her for 8 minutes, and all she wants to do is blow things. It's like, you got it. That's plenty. And she disappeared, and your wife will never know. Thank you, wizards. Thanks for this one effing gift. That's all we want. One good gift that isn't wear a mask. Don't touch anybody. Don't look at that guy. He's going to get you sick. One freaking gift. If it happened right now, I'd change all my belief system. Somebody email, say, baking soda, salt, tap water, two strawberries, and then eat one of the strawberry zits, and then spit it back in the water, and Hannah Gita comes out and blows you. And then evaporates. Oh. I'd be at the store all day. Just
be sold out.
Gooping up baking soda and salt. I got plenty of tap water. It'd be like 30 or 40 Hannah Jeters just in a line. You. Everyone is going to get a lick on the lollipop. Just one, though. And then dissipate, please. That's what I want. Nah, instead, it's like, do you have your Kevlar on, kids? All right, off you go to school. Have a nice day. Don't touch or breathe. Try not to breathe on anything or breathe at all. See if you can hear it. Wear this big hat. The world's terrible. Nobody ever pops out of water and blows you. Mermaids. Can we have real mermaids, maybe? That would be nice. Like, mermaids are a real thing. They reveal themselves. Sex mermaids.
Oh, yeah.
And they cast a spell over your wife, and she can't remember anything for like 4 seconds. Can we get an invention of mermaids that show up in your pool? A little baking soda, some salt.
I always wondered how you had sex with a mermaid.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're magic. So they just...
They have like a little fish vagina?
There's a zipper.
You got to get them on land.
Is that the only way, though?
I don't even care.
It turns into legs.
I just bang him as a fish.
No. I stand on the side of my pool.
I've seen Splash.
She pushes herself up, keeps her little tail in, and then mer blows me.
I mean, if you're going to bang a mermaid, you kind of want to do it with the fishtail on, don't you?
I just want the hair to not be on the boobs. Yeah, I want the fishtail on.
Yeah,
I want to do it in the water.
You just bang a normal girl anytime.
Plus, I want to go 35 miles an hour in the water while she's riding me.
This would be your dream, Brady.
Mm.
You'd like to spawn?
No, I don't want to have more. What's the matter with you? I'm wearing a rubber.
It's not about babies.
Good Lord.
It's all procreation. It's the only purpose behind sexual activity.
Did you just take my fantasy and make babies with it?
Dick.
Unbelievable.
That's handy to have. You need that, Toledo.
Pry your urethra open and pour a little hot sauce in it while we're at it.
That's so good. You have baby fever right now, John.
Do you like a barbed wire around your nuts? Just some thoughts I'm planting on your horrible idea.
You're just mad because your God didn't make mermaids. I'm pointing out your wizard's powerless.
I believe in mermaids.
Where are they? You believe in mermaids?
No.
You're a moron. You think if we knew mermaids were in there, we wouldn't be down in that ocean all goddamn day? We'd have bars down under there.
John, I'm all for your fantasy, but BJ Hanna would be good for about a week, I'm guessing. Then the millions dead from the great tap water shortage of 2020, thanks to John
that is
Holmberg.
True. Well, look, I'm not the wizard. I just gave you the recipe. Try it. Nobody's ever tried it. What if it happened? Just a mermaid. That's all. Just for a day with a mermaid. How come we don't have that? And you know how I know everybody wants it? It's because there's movies that have been made that you only get this for 24 hours. Like, oh, it's every man's fantasy. That it comes and it leaves. You never talk about it. Outstanding.
They sell the mermaid tails you can throw on your woman if you want.
Yeah, that's not a real mermaid. I can dress her up like anything I want.
This close
to a real siren, man. What's the?
It's still just that same old slice I got laying next to me every night anyway. So it's got a mermaid tail on for a few minutes. I want Ariel to show up.
I'll never tell your wife.
Really? Then what?
I disappear back into the ocean.
Jesus.
Really?
This is Scott Peterson's dream.
What's the catch? My pregnant wife was a mermaid.
I thought she was a mermaid. I screwed up. I really blew it, guys. Thought she was a mermaid. She said she wanted to go back home, so I tried.
Dark.
Didn't work out. It's too soon.
Like, no tail, but it's too late.
Well, I thought for sure she wanted to go back in there. She kept saying, I want to go home.
That defense? Yeah.
The mermaid defense. It would change a lot of court cases. Well, there's a wizard, and I had some salt and baking soda and some water, and I made blowjob Hannah Jeter, and she didn't leave. Ugh. Yep. It's a fact. It's all nasty. Put your mask on. Don't breathe on anybody. Don't touch anyone, and you probably got an office weirdo thinking about shooting you today. Can't even have one little saltwater mermaid show up. Help you out for just a few minutes. We got a word to give you in just moments and try to qualify you for that man cave upgrade so you can lock yourself in your house in a few months when it's all back and at least have something to play with besides yourself. We'll tell you what the word is next. It's 98 KUPD. There goes your Brady Report.